Well, I was just trying to think about 1929. My brother was born in 1930, and he was born in the house, and I was quite a small child when we moved. Lived in 63 Hartington Grove, and so we lived there, well, until I was about nine, I think, when we moved into a bigger house in Rock Road. It'd be 1935. It was the year, I think, of Silver Jubilee or something. He kept the same job all the time. I mean, he was born in Lincoln originally. He was, when he died, chief clerk of the examination syndicate in Mill Lane then, which is now where the old Purse Boys was. And when he retired, they gave him an honorary MA. So he had quite a good job. And I used to go in the school holidays. I used to, you know, at examination time, I used to go and have a temporary job in the office, which was quite fun. So did quite a lot of people about my age. I used to enjoy that. And we used to go to Fitzbillies to have a cup of coffee, which was just around the corner. I went to Morley, and then I went to the Purse. The infants department wasn't there. You know, the building at the side, that was built after I left. And so the school enlarged. And I was taught by, well, several people I remember who taught me. But one of them was called Mrs. Dixon. And she lived in one of those houses between St. Margaret's Square and, Pern Road, sort of, I think, beyond Hinton Avenue. She was a widow. And years later, when I went into teaching, I went to a course and sat by her side talking, you know, she looked at me, she said, I taught you all wrong, didn't I, Dorothy? Because I gave you all these new methods and things. She was a nice person. So, yes, and then I went to the Purse and stayed there, and then I went to Teachers Training College. Suppose there would have been, I mean, around about 40, I suppose, but you don't take it in at that age. And we used to... The teacher used to sit on a desk at the front of the class. I can remember that one particular teacher. And then I think the infants bit was, I think there were infants there, because I went there as a small child, but the buildings weren't there. And one memory I have is you were playing that game where you pull people into, if you can pull them into a ring, and I really gave my head such a crack, and I remember sitting on my headmistress's knee and comforting me. And they were nice staff at that school. Even then, I think it had quite a good reputation.